could that be at this time?
Oh, hi. You. Oh, I wasn't sure you wanted to see me again. You used to be my daughter's best friend, and then we had this relation, and after that I haven't seen you in a long time. I'm not sure if this is really a good idea, but how are you? Yes, I must say you look beautiful as always. And you're happy to see me again? Well, to be honest, me too. Come in, will you? Yes. Yeah, we can walk over here. Yeah, you remember it is a nice house, and I've been living here for some years now. Oh, I mean, what I said, you look really great, and I heard about you that you really got the career that you wanted and this amazing job you wanted. Congratulations. How I've been doing? Me? Well, I actually got myself promoted. More money to take care of myself and save up for retirement in the future. I don't know. Maybe buy something new, a new place to stay. Well, I still have my friends and my other relatives seeing me now and then. But I do miss you. Like a hell of a lot. You feel the same? Well, let us go to the living room. Yeah. Here. We can sit here on the couch and talk a little or whatever. Don't know what to say, really. I heard from my daughter that you've been on several blind dates. Have any of them been treating you right? Just a few? Really? What, you think you haven't found the right guy yet? Or you have? Well, when? Quite a long time ago. What are you saying? You talking about me? You can't be serious. You mean you, all this time, what you've been in love with me still are? What did my daughter say about this? I mean, if she found out about how you feel still and stuff, she was, oh yeah, suspicious on you after you turned down the seventh blind date. Well, I think that was none of her business, really. What do you say? She's been reading through your diary and she was absolutely furious? Because you wrote about how you would come around and we would make love and feeling this chemistry between us? Yeah, we sure did. Oh, she called you a whore, gold digger, giving you an ultimatum? Either you should give up on me for good or she would make your life a living hell. Oh, do I really want to hear more of this? She what? She tried to have your boss fire you and have you expelled from the college? Okay, no wonder your friendship ended. Well, I'm so sorry that this happened to you. I feel responsible. I guess my daughter took in after a mother after all. You see, before my divorce, my ex-wife was quite the manipulator. She would blackmail me into doing whatever she wants. And if I refuse, yes. But you know how I am. I'm not letting anyone intimidate me. So I divorced her. Yeah, I got full custody. Why didn't I see this coming? Oh, you still think I'm a good person inside and out? Oh, thank you. Although, I need to know one thing. About you telling me that you've been in love with me all this time? Do you really mean it? Is it true? You are actually still in love with me? It's not just that infatuation of a young woman. No, you hope it's not too late that we can... Yeah, kiss me, sweet girl. Yes. You're telling me this and feeling the passion. Let your tongue lap against mine. I'm sorry if I went too far there, but couldn't resist. And I felt so happy knowing that this is really happening. I have been hoping and wishing and praying that you would come back someday. And I know I was such a fool for pushing you away. I won't lose you again. Come here, young lady. What if you lock your hands behind my neck, step up here, and I'll carry you in my arms to the bedroom? Would you like that? Oh, it has been so long since I held you in my arms. You feel so warm and perfect in my hands. Oh, yes. I would like that, to help you remove your clothes. But you know, once we do this, there is no going back. I mean every word I said, my love. I'm not going to lose you again. Let me make it up to you by making love to you. Let me kiss the side of your neck. And then down to your nipples. Feels good. Let me fondle your breasts. I have been yearning for you all this time. Let me feel there. Oh, how you are. You are soaking wet, young lady. This makes me very happy, knowing that I'm the one who's turning you on so much. Now, lay still on the bed. Let me do all the work for you. Just part your legs for me, please. Kissing you up your leg, dragging my tongue all alongside your inner thighs. And up until your cunt. Letting my tongue swirling around and sucking. Oh, you're your juices are coming out already. Yes, do that. Run your fingers through my hair. You miss the way I please you with my mouth and tongue? You miss that? Feels so good. You want me to go faster with my tongue? Since you asked me so honestly and politely, I will oblige. Let me lick your folds and suck on your clit. I have been craving for your flavor. Your clit starts to swell, getting hard as candy. Yes, moan for me. Run your thing. Run your fingers through my hair. Buck your hips up against my face. Moan out my name. Yes, yes. Release your nectar into my mouth. Come for me. You came so hard, didn't you? And I really missed your delicious flavor. I have spent many sleepless nights hoping you would return to me someday, and now you are here. You profess your love for me. There is no way that I'll lose you ever again. Let me kiss you deeply then. Lie down, as I will position myself here on top. Feels good here on the bed with me. Your legs spread. I'll make sure that you are the only one for me. I don't care what anyone says anymore. Oh, young lady, you are the love of my life from here on out. Let me move so I can move in to you, kissing you and rub along your entrance and push myself into you slowly. Feeling my cup throbbing inch by inch. Yes, arch your back and moan for me. As I start to move inside you. Yes. Yes. There you are, good girl. Let your body shake. Like, I really miss this moment. I missed you so much. Even the girls that my daughter would hook me up with would get pissed off every time I would scream out your name instead. Oh, fuck, you're so tight from inside. Let me lick your breasts. Thrust more in and out of you. Oh, yeah. Oh, it feels so great when you... wrap your legs around my waist and to have your hands on my shoulder. Oh no, I'm not kidding you. I'm not letting you go again. I was a fool for losing you because of my reputation, but now I know what my heart wants. I want you. I love you. Let me... thrust deeper. Oh, my cock entering your cervix. I can feel your body shake. Oh, yes. Let me go faster. Oh, yes. Oh, you feel it too. You're gonna come again. Against your G-spot. Come on, good girl. Move up and down. Meet with my thrusts. Feel me up into your cervix over and over again. Moan and let your body shudder. Oh, it doesn't matter if the bed rocks a bit roughly. What? You worry what's going to happen if everyone finds out about us. I don't care about that anymore. Their opinions don't matter. What matters is that you love me and I love you. Just kiss me now. And move faster on me. Feel your lust taking over completely. And let me lick your wrists again. Oh, damn. I can feel that you are about to come again. Don't you worry. I'm also about to come now. But I need to ask you one thing. Before anything else, is it okay for me to shoot all my load inside of you? Yes, you want to receive everything that I have. You want to accept it from me as the man that you're in love with. Your words fill me with joy. Let me thrust against you harder, faster. Hold on to me close. Oh, fuck, love. Oh, come for me again. I'm right alongside you. Hold me close. Oh, fuck. Moan my name. I'm thrusting hard, faster. Oh, yes, I love you. Yes, I'm going to. Yes. Oh, come with me now. Come with me. Yes. Yes. I'm so much. Shooting my load inside you. Again. Oh. go. Your juice is coated all over me from inside again. Oh, now I will be careful. Raise yourself up like that. Ah, so you can lay down beside me. Yes, I meant what I said before about us. Of course, darling, I loved you since the moment we started to know each other. Didn't matter that you were my daughter's best friend, but I was trying to keep my distance. Well, because, you know, but this is me, this moment, this is all real. I'm not letting you go again. Well, I guess I'll marry you if I have to, but I can wait. We don't have to decide anything now. We just have each other. And I love to kiss you so much. This is a risky kind of love, you. Yes, but just because of that, we can take our time. Let's not rush into things too quickly, my love. But yes, again, I really love you. You can sit here with me, cuddling and talking, and I'm never going to let you go again. I'm not going to lose you ever again. This is my promise. Now, just lay here with me. Let me whisper in your ears until we both fall asleep. I love you, darling.